An Israeli high school choir kicks off its short U.S. tour this week. The students are from a sort of boarding school outside Haifa. It's home to young immigrants from all over the world. This tour is about showcasing the educational philosophy of their unique school. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
I paid a visit to the Yamin Ord village in northern Israel and had a chance to meet three members of the choir before they took off on their first trip to America. Two of them are from Ethiopia and one's from Poland.
I'm Roy. My name is Orku.
And my name is Miriam.
Which song do you really like to sing the most? Is there one?
I very like to sing in Yiddish. Now we start to learn a new thing in Yiddish, and it's very fun.
Can you sing the song for me now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
As der Rabbi danced, as der Rabbi danced, tanzen alle Hasidim, tanzen alle Hasidim.
About 500 immigrant children, most are high school aged, live and go to school at Yamin Ord Village. They came to Israel from Ethiopia, from the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, 16 different countries in all. Most are Jewish, but not all. There are a handful of Muslim refugees from Darfur, Sudan. Many of the students here are survivors of conflict, trauma, and poverty. 17-year-old Roy arrived in Israel 5 years ago from Ethiopia.
I come to here with my mother and with me, six brothers. And 2 years ago, my mother passed away. And we live just children. Everything will be okay.
Everything will be okay is a mantra that emanates from Dr. Chaim Perry. He's been running Yamin Ord for the last 30 years.
Every young soul that reaches the soil of Israel must be embraced. That's our philosophy, and that's what we're doing.
Perry says he's not running a boarding school or an orphanage. It's a village, a community, a big family, really. He says the idea is to finally give these kids the kind of stability most of them never had.
One of our greatest revelations is that if a child has been abandoned once in life, they believe, I was abandoned once, I'll be abandoned again, so I might as well be ready for that. And this is hindering really their possibility to study, to learn, to be transformed.
Perry says the village never expels students for bad behavior. That would just continue the cycle of abandonment. Choir is one way Yamin Ord tries to help transform young people into leaders of their communities. Students are also required to engage in some kind of social service activity. Perry says that's based on the Jewish concept of tikkun olam, or healing the world.
We define product, so to say, success, not how many went on to college and how many did their matriculation exams, which is the equivalent to SATs in America, but how many at 25 and over are functioning heads of households who contribute positively to their communities? That's our criteria.
And Perry says researchers have done studies on immigrant graduates from Yamin Ord Village, and there have been thousands of success stories since the village was founded in 1953. Here's a track from a previous incarnation of the Yamin Ord Choir, recorded a few years ago. This year's group touring the U.S. is made up of 11 students from 5 different countries. They have stops in Los Angeles, Atlanta, New York, and Philadelphia. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.